people use various discriminants that haven't been validated or are not particularly reproducible to assist them in the decision-making process relative to whether or not to treat Duke's B patients. Microsatellite instability, allelic instability, venous invasion, tumor differentiation, the number of nodes examined, high risk versus low risk stage two. We've seen various algorithms, the Mayo algorithm, a case in point. Now, I love the Mayo Clinic, but I'm not sure I'd put a whole lot of stock in using that algorithm to make decisions relative to whether I do or do not treat a Duke's B patient. I think they all should have the opportunity to enter clinical trials, and they should be given the opportunity to avail themselves of therapy that has been shown to be effective in the adjuvant setting. What we really need is the equivalent of an Oncotype DX in colon cancer that we had in breast cancer, so that we take it away from phenomenology, we take it away from empiricism, and base it on objective, disinterested, impersonal data. And are we making progress relative to that? And I think that the data that Mike O'Connell showed yesterday were very compelling, indicating that we can develop an algorithm. An algorithm from paraffin-embedded tissue using qPCR. And I think that the preliminary data in the discovery phase were very compelling and interesting. That in a univariate analysis of 757 candidate genes, 142 were shown to be associated with relapse-free survival in a significant fashion. So there is hope and enthusiasm that this will lead to an algorithm similar to the Oncotype DX, so we wouldn't have to guess relative to the treatment of stage 2 patients.